Thank you. Good evening, folks. It's good to back down the road to Kilkeel. Tonight, I drove down here, and boys, oh, you've never seen as many people in Newcastle in your life. But it's a privilege to be here, because to be honest with you, folks, whether you're young at the front, not Stephen, of course, but the next two rows, but those guys are a wee bit older towards the back. See, tonight, if you had the cream of my bun, you couldn't knock the stuffing out of me tonight, because do you know why? See, in 3 weeks' time, 3 weeks tonight, God willing, two words will define my life. Port Rush. 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Now, Stephen, I know Stephen's a better minister than I will ever be. He doesn't look forward to his holidays as much as I do, but 3 weeks tonight, Port Rush, PlayStation 4, sofa, everything that you can imagine is going to be filling my life up. I cannot wait. Truly, tonight, I am living the dream. But folks, if 3 weeks a night is Port Rush, and 3 weeks a night is the start of my holidays, and 3 weeks a night is me living the dream, 7 weeks a night is the end of the holidays. 7 weeks a night, I'll be probably in Ballinahinch, crying my wee heart out. 7 weeks a night, the wife will say to me, "You going to bed, love?" And I'll say, no, it's the last night of my holidays. I have to stay up to midnight. And you stay up to midnight, you see the last minutes, and at midnight you sing "Auld Lang Syne," and that's you for another year. Because if there's 3 weeks and there's Port Rush and there's 7 weeks and it's Ballinahinch, folks, that's life. That's life. And while tonight I am in great form and I'm all excited because of what is coming, I realize that on the other side of the coin in life, you have to come back home. And the other side of coin in life isn't always as joyous as Port Rush in 3 weeks tonight. And folks, tonight I just want us to think a wee bit about actually what it is that defines our life. Because tonight we are at the end of another church year. And I am excited. Truly, I'm not trying to hide that. I'm looking forward to my holidays. I'm glad that we're at the end of a church year. No more GB displays. Oh, Stephen, what joy. No more GB displays until this time next year. No more fighting and arguing at committee until this time next year. It's another church year has come to an end. But at the end of another church year, whether you're in senior Sunday school or wee Sunday school this morning, whether you're the minister or a committee man or an elder or whatever you might be, we tend to look back on the year to see how we've done. And as I finish another church year, I'm beginning to do that. And when you come back into Ballinahinch in August, and you're starting work again, Stephen, well, you're like me. You're coming back to work to change the world, aren't you, Stephen? You're all fired up by your holidays. I don't know where you go, brother. I get all fired up in Port Rush. And you come back, and you're going to change the world. You walk into Ballinahinch like John Travolta in 1979. You're going to fix everything. And yet, invariably, when June comes, and you look back, there've been the ups, and there've been the downs. And truth be told, whether we are at school or a wee bit older than that, usually there's more downs than ups. And at times life does not go according to plan. And at times life doesn't see us changing the world. And at times we don't share the gospel as much as we'd like. And we don't read our Bibles as much as we should. And we're not involved in prayer as much as we know we need to be. And as we look back over the past year, folks, I wonder, does that sum up your life? There's a wee question that I ask a lot of people. It's become something I say, and the answer to it's always quite light and fluffy. But I ask you it tonight. Let me look you in the eye. It's as if it's just me and you in Kilkeel here tonight before we head up the road for a poke later on in Newcastle. Are you living the dream? I look at you young people. Are you living the dream? Are you living the dream over there? My friend here with the nice beard, you living the dream, sir? Good man. You living the dream down the back row? Yeah, good. That's what everybody says. We're always living the dream. Even if we're not, we'll let on that we are. But let me be honest with you tonight. See, as we come to an end of another church year, this has been a hard year for Scotty Woodburn. Shouldn't talk about myself in the third person, but that's me. It's been a hard year. It hasn't been the wonderful year. We haven't seen hundreds of people coming to faith in Christ. It's been a difficult year for other churches in Ballinahinch. We've had our difficulties and our problems. As I look back over this year, it hasn't been a year where we have been living the dream. And yet I am encouraged tonight by the story of a man called Enoch. Because when you read the story of Enoch, you read about a man who loved the Lord. You read about a man who lived a ripe old age. He had a family. He had sons and daughters. He was a man who loved the Lord. And yet as we read about his life, we don't read about his failures. We don't read about his successes. All we read about this man, Enoch, was that he walked with God. Enoch walked with God. And I've been thinking a lot about the story of Enoch over these past few weeks and months. As we have reflected back on the past church year, I have wondered how we have done. And I have been comforted by the fact that the Lord does not hold our successes and our failures against us. The Lord does not have a scorecard at the end of the year marking us out of 10 and deciding how well we've done. The Lord wants us to walk with him. And young people, tonight as I have come to speak primarily to you as a fellow young person, but also to the oldies as well. Guys, that is the most important thing about your life. And I know some of you are at the stage where you're maybe starting to think about what you will do later in your life. And some of you are maybe going to big school or leaving big school, and you're wondering what you're going to do at uni next year and what that's going to be like. And you're wondering what job you will do later on down the line and how much you will earn and all of those things. Guys, tonight I tell you, and I tell you it straight, the most important thing of all in your life is whether or not it can be summed up by that little phrase that you walk with God. Just four words. Enoch walked with God. You walk with God. I hope you do. Because Enoch, well, who knows what he got wrong. And guys, as you look back on this past year, and as I ask you, you live in the dream, I also ask you, what did you get wrong this year? What were the stupid things that you did? What were the mistakes that you made? Guys, I make them all the time. I know ministers are not meant to do or say stupid things, but I tend to be always doing and saying stupid things. I come home sometimes and Jenny over Sunday lunch will say, see that story you told this morning? Why'd you tell that story? Was that in your notes? And very sheepishly you have to say, no, love, it wasn't. And then very sheepishly, and you'll never do this, Stephen, you apologize. I'm sorry, love. I've embarrassed you again. I've let you down. And you know what the truth is, guys? See, when I'm up in a pulpit, sometimes the story starts to come out and even in your head you're thinking, shut up, don't say that. Don't be saying that. And out it comes. And you think, oh, Scott, what are you at? Well, you say something stupid at the door that's taken a wrong way. Or wee Muriel comes, and I'm sure there's nobody like wee Muriel in Kilkeel, Stephen. But wee Muriel comes to tell you that your sermon was too long. You didn't come to visit her. Her ingrown toenail was killing her. And you think, Muriel, you trout. You know, and you think, oh, don't say that. Did that come out of my mouth? All the time, I'm doing stupid things. All the time, I'm letting the Lord down. And when I read the story of Enoch, I am incredibly thankful that in this man's life, the Lord doesn't list the stupid things. Because Enoch wasn't perfect. Enoch wasn't a sinless man. If we had the whole life story of Enoch, we will discover that Enoch no doubt said stupid things, did stupid things, sinned against the Lord, and yet it wasn't counted against him. And why not, guys? Because as we read in Genesis, Enoch walked with God. Later in the book of Hebrews, we're told a wee bit more, and not too much. We still don't know much about Enoch. We don't know the ins and outs of his life, but we know the most important bit. In Hebrews 11, we're told that it was by faith Enoch believed God. By faith, Enoch walked with the Lord. And guys, that is the important thing in our lives. By faith, we are saved. By grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. This is how we are made right with Christ. And in that, our sins are not counted against us. By trusting in Jesus, our sins are separated from us as far as the east is from the west. And all those times in this past year that you have sinned against the Lord and you've done those stupid things and you've let him down and you haven't prayed and you haven't read your Bible and you reflect on this year and you think, I'm not living the dream. I thank God tonight. Because guys, the Lord does not hold that against us. Our standing with the Lord is not dependent upon how many mistakes we make or we don't make. our standing with the Lord is dependent upon what we do with Christ as he is offered to us in the gospel. Enoch walked with God. Four simple yet wonderful words to sum up this man's life. And this was a man who lived many, many years. Enoch walked with God. There's the summary, guys. And you are starting out in life. And it's good to talk to people that are a wee bit closer to where I am than I normally talk to people that are a wee bit further on. Guys, you're starting out. And you will have your hopes and your dreams and your aspirations. And tonight if we went around those front two rows and asked, what is it you want to do? What is it you want to be? What is it you want to accomplish? We'd probably all tell different tales. Probably we would all have different hopes and dreams and aspirations. And guys, maybe one day, your big dream, your big hope is just to have that fancy caravan down at Cranfield. It's not what everybody in Kilkeel longs for, the caravan down at Cranfield. Or maybe if you want to move out of Kilkeel, you want to get that big house. Where, fancy house up in Newcastle, would you fancy that? But guys, what happens if in 30 years you don't have the caravan in Cranfield? What happens if in 30 years, guys, you're still going on holiday with your mum and dad and you have no money and they still have to buy you an ice cream at the beach in Newcastle? And what happens, guys, if in 30 years you haven't even moved out of the house? You haven't got even down along, never mind in Newcastle? Guys, what happens if your life doesn't go according to plan? Are you a big failure? Are you a waste of time? Because how often do we put those things on us? Guys, how many times do we not do that well in exams? Or maybe we don't have as many friends as we would like. Or maybe we didn't go to the right school. That's the big thing, isn't it? Life ends, doesn't it? Because we don't get to go to the right school. I have something to tell you, guys. That's nonsense. That's the way of the world. That's the thinking of the world. Your life is not about the school you go to. It's not about the job you do. It's not about the money that's going to be in your bank account. It's not about where you're going to live. It's not about whether you're out of the house by the time you're 30 or you're still tucking your dad into bed when you're 60 and he's 90. That's not anything about your life or its significance. Guys, tonight I want you to see in this obscure little figure in the Bible, this man called Enoch, what summed his life up? Enoch walked with God. And guys, as you reflect on this past year, I want to urge you, when you are thinking about the times that you have failed this year, stop looking at yourself and look more onto Jesus. Because he is the one who is our Savior. He is the author and the perfecter of our faith. He is the one that gives us that significance because we are children of God. That is who we are, by faith in Christ. Children of God. And guys, every time you have sinned and fallen short, and every time you have messed up, we thank God for his grace. He does not hold it against us, and our failures do not define us. But guys, on the other side of that coin, maybe some of us here tonight believe our own hype. Maybe some of us tonight at the end of this year like to think that we are the bee's knees. And that's the other side of it. Sometimes I get out of my pulpit and I think I've done pretty rubbish. And I walk down to the door and I shake hands and I feel really, really bad because I think, you know, I didn't preach the way I wanted and I told that story and Mrs. Woodburn's going to be waiting in the car park and you're beating yourself up. But guys, see, other times I climb down out of my pulpit and I think, wow, big lad, you were on fire this week. And you know what? Not only were you on fire, that suit looks amazing on you. And not only does that suit look amazing on you, but wow, Ballina Hinch is blessed to have a guy like you. Guys, you believe your own hype. You believe that you're the bee's knees and the best thing since sliced bread. And whether it's because your exam results went really well, or maybe further down the line, you go to that right school. Your brother, well, he went to that other school, but not you. You're super smart. And we think, I'm a great success. The Lord is privileged to have a follower like me. Someone who is a fine, upstanding member of this community. Guys, do you know what is stuck into my pulpit? So I see it every single week that I climb out of my pulpit. It's a little quote from a man called George Whitfield. And it says, "Let my name die everywhere. Let all my friends forget me. If by that means the cause of our blessed Lord Jesus be promoted." Or in other words, says Whitfield, it's not about me. It's not about my successes. It's not about the times that I pass all those exams. It's not about the times that I get all that money and have that big house. It's not about the time that I have the caravan in Cranfield. It's not about the time that you go to your granny's house and it's your picture on her fridge. And she's got 13 grandchildren, but you're the favorite. Guys, it's not about that. When we are walking with God, by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, when we are saved, our successes and our failures are not counted against us or for us. Our standing with Christ is not about the times that you think you've been brilliant. Guys, Enoch walked with God. And we don't know the successes and we don't know the failures. We don't know what he was brilliant at. We don't know the things that he wasn't very good at. All we know is that this man, Enoch, walked with God. And guys, if that was a summary of my life, then I would be very, very happy with that summary. I am 38 now. Can't believe that I'm a Presbyterian minister. I have three wee buddies in my house. Well, that makes them sound like my mates are living with me. I have three daughters, my wee buddies, my wee girls. And I love them to bits. And I'm going in 3 weeks to that place called Portrush. And my dad thinks I'm a legend because I have a house in Portrush. And so see, tonight, do you know where my dad is? Portrush. He gets 2 weeks for nothing because of his son. And that defines my life. That's who I am. But guys, at the heart of it all, none of it counts. The heart of it all, what brings me to Kilkeel? What brings me down the road? What brings me here to speak to you guys? It is my faith in Jesus. That's who I am. If you stripped it all away, the success and the failure and the collar around my neck and the house in Portrush and all those things, if you stripped it all away, I hope you would be able to say, Scott Woodburn walked with God. Imagine that as a testimony. Imagine that, guys, as a legacy. And you're starting out and your whole life is in front of you. And I hope, guys, you dream big dreams. I hope maybe all those dreams come true. I hope one day you are rich and famous. And if you are, remember me. Forget about Stephen Johnson. Scott Woodburn is the name you need to remember. But guys, most of all, I hope you walk with God. Another year of Sunday school has come and gone. And I hope that you think about it, what you've heard, what you were taught, what you've learned. And guys, it's not just something that goes in one ear and out the other, but may you put it into practice. May you believe it. May you build your life on the rock that is Christ. May you be a young person in this church who walks with God. Because truly nothing else matters. The Apostle Paul put it another way, later in the book called Philippians. He listed all the things that he was. And all the things that he was so proud of and all the things that defined him. And yet at the heart of it all, he says, do you know what? I count all of that as rubbish compared to the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. All of that life as rubbish compared to Jesus. The Apostle Paul walked with God. The Apostle Paul trusted Christ. Guys, that is what matters. And as another church year comes to a close, another year of Sunday school, another year of school, maybe in 2 weeks' time or 3 weeks' time, your life will be defined by Port Stewart or Port Rush or hopefully not, but Port Down, wherever it is you're going this summer, whatever it is you're planning to do, may every step be walked with Christ. And guys, that really is wonderful advice, isn't it? For young ones starting out in life. But friends, tonight, if you're a wee bit older and a wee bit grayer and a wee bit wiser than the young ones up at the front, I share that message with you too. Because you have been around a wee bit longer than these guys. And chances are you have a lot more regrets than these guys. And chances are there are a lot more things in your life that you beat yourself up over than these guys. How many conversations did you not have with people that you should have had? How many relationships did you let just slip away when it needed you maybe to say sorry or needed you to make a wee bit more of an effort? When you look in the mirror at the end of the day, folks, what is it that you see? Are you someone who could say you're living the dream, or are you someone probably like most of us with the regrets and the sadness and the worries and the doubts and the fears, and maybe there's that nagging sense in us that we have wasted this life that God has given us? My friends, I want you to know tonight that our successes and our failures are not what defines us. And tonight, if you are a child of God, if you are an 80-year-old Christian, if you are in your 90s or fit and well like me in my late 30s, whatever age or stage you are at, if you are a Christian, if you are a believer, then my friends, just allow that to sink into your bones and to realize what a gift and what a privilege it is to be a follower of Christ. You walk with God. And of course, we will not be like Enoch. Enoch didn't die. Enoch was taken. He was no more. He was taken to heaven. And folks, for us, that is the exception to the rule. You and I will die. You and I will perish. But if our faith is in Christ, then truly the best is yet to come. I am looking forward to Portrush. Truly, I am. I'm looking forward even to the drive up to Portrush, because it's brilliant too. There's a magical place that's opened up on that road now. It's called Apple Green. Don't know if you've ever come across it. If it's worth coming all the way up from Kilkeel to go to Apple Green. It's amazing. And it's got a place in it called Greg's, and they sell pizza just about there. And see right here? Donuts. Pizza and donuts. I've never experienced such a magical place in all my life. Folks, I am looking forward to that. But whether I have that in front of me or not, or whether this is the last day of my life, I am a Christian man. And that is what defines me. And so, folks, tonight, whether you're starting out or whether you're out back sore and you can hardly climb out of bed in the morning, if your faith is in Christ, then you will not be put to shame. If your faith is in Christ, then the Lord is not keeping a big list of your successes and your failures. If your faith is in Christ, then your name is in the Lamb's book of life. And if we could see that book, we would see the name of Enoch in there, a man who walked with God. And if we could see that book, we would see the name Scott Woodburn in there, a man who has trusted Christ and walks with God. And if you know Christ, then my brothers and sisters, your name is in that book as well. And the successes and the failures, well, they don't matter. They don't count. Because you have trusted the Lamb of God who came to take away the sin of the world. I can't tell you all the ins and outs of Enoch's life. I can't tell you the silly things, the stupid things, the wrong words, the chats that he didn't have, the times he let people down. We don't have that in the Word. But what we do have is that this was a man of faith, a man called Enoch, who walked with God. Kilkeel, I pray that at the end of this church year, that would be a summary of our lives. That would be a summary of the witness of this congregation. Getting things right sometimes, getting things wrong a lot of times. But every single day, whether it is the middle of June and we're longing for the beach, or in the dead of winter and we're phoning Arlene Foster to get a few more wood pellets, whatever it might be, in the highs and in the lows, we walk with God. Young people, that's what I want to share with you tonight. That's what I want you to think about regardless of how this year has been, or regardless of whether right now you're in the middle of stressful exams and you're panicking, walk with God. Walk with God. But you know what I love about that? It doesn't mean tonight you have to go out down the street and shout the gospel in every corner. If you want to do that, on you go. Praise God for that. But see the way we walk with God? It's every day being committed to Him. Every day in school or in the house or down the street or playing hockey or hanging out with our friends or playing the PlayStation, every part of it, we walk with God. We don't have to go on a mission team in the middle of summer to walk with God. We can do it in Kilkeel and Cranfield. We don't need to be preachers to walk with God. We can do it by living simple lives in Kilkeel. Guys, walk with God. And it says the Apostle Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 4, here's what Paul sums up the radical Christian life as. He says, aspire to live quietly. Mind your own affairs. Work with your hands. Paul's writing to the Thessalonians who are convinced Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back tomorrow, next week, soon. And Paul writes and he says, folks, Jesus is coming back, but don't be giving up. Work hard. Settle down. Mind your own business. Imagine Northern Ireland if we all minded our own business. Work with your hands, he says. Here is the radical Christian life, walking with God, knowing that Christ is coming, but in the meantime, I will live as a farmer to the glory of God. I will be a student to the glory of God. I will be a youth worker to the glory of God. I will be retired to the glory of God. When I'm playing golf tomorrow, I will play golf to the glory of God. I will walk with God. No matter where I am or what I'm doing. And if I fail, I will get up and keep walking. And if I succeed, I will not pat myself in the back, but I will cry out to God alone the glory, and I will keep on walking. My brothers and sisters, walk with God. Nothing else matters. Nothing else is as important as that. Enoch walked with God, and may that be the story of our lives when it is all said and done. But folks, as we wrap up tonight, let me speak to you as well. Who have yet to start walking. And you haven't found your feet yet. You haven't even started toddling yet. Because you haven't believed yet the gospel as it is faithfully preached every week in this church. Folks, at the end of this church year, walk with God. At the end of this church year. And how many years have you been here now? 50? 60? 70? Baptized here as a Wayne and you sit here every week, but you still don't trust in Christ? In Hebrews 11, we're told that it was by faith Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death. And he was not found because God had taken him. Now, before he was taken up, he was commended as having pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. You see, for the Christian, our successes and our failures are not what define us. We are saved not by works, but by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And faith, my friends, is a receiving and a resting in Christ as He is offered to us in the gospel. And without that faith, it is impossible to please God. And so, folks, tonight as I wrap up and head back up the sunny coast here, and I drive through all the crowds in Newcastle, and Stephen and I were just chatting in the minister's room before. There's a wild lot of people out there tonight who don't want to be in an out place like this. They want to be out there living the dream. The ice cream and the sunshine and the the burnt shoulders. That's what we want. But folks, tonight as I drive back up that road through those people who are living that dream, understand this. You might think that you're living the dream. You've got all the boxes ticked. Everything's going so smoothly. And after all, you are a good person. You're a very good person. You are a good, upstanding member in this church, in this town. You're all right, my friends. Works don't get it done. We are not told about Enoch's works because Enoch's works were not what saved Enoch. Enoch walked with God by faith. Enoch trusted God. And so tonight, if you have not started walking, then I urge you to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. He is the one who died at Calvary for our sin. And he is the one who rose again from the dead for our justification. And he is the one who tonight, if you call upon him, you will not perish, but you will have everlasting life. And what a joy it is to know Christ and to know him as our Savior and to realize that all that sin and all those failures are not counted against us anymore. And to know him as our Savior and to realize that all that work that we thought we're doing to benefit God, well, it doesn't count. It's all about Jesus. My friends, believe in Christ and be saved and walk with God. Whether you're starting out in senior Sunday school or whether you've come to nearly the end of the road, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. So folks, thank you for having me down tonight. I love coming to Kilkeel. I love this church, and I'm not just saying that because hopefully there's sandwiches and a cup of tea somewhere. I can't spot it at the back. I love coming to this church, and I pray for this church and your minister, and God bless you this summer. But don't take the time off. Keep on walking. Keep on shining. Keep on praying. Keep on living for Christ. Walk with God. Nothing else matters. Amen. Folks, let's pray. Lord God, tonight we thank you for this glorious day, a beautiful evening to be here in this church to worship you. And I thank you for all the young people involved. I thank you for this senior Sunday school class. I thank you for every young life there in those first couple of pews. Tonight, Lord, I pray for them. And I ask, Father, that if they are feeling a heavy burden tonight of failure, that you would lift it from them. If they feel, Lord, that their exam results weren't quite what they should have been, Father, lift that from them. If they feel tonight that they are a disappointment to their parents or to their family and friends, Father, lift that from them. Show them this evening that our successes and our failures are nothing compared to our standing with Christ by faith in him. Father, help these young people to walk with God every day and every way, Lord. Help them to follow you, to walk with you, to live for you. And I pray the same, Father, tonight for those of us who are a wee bit older. Father, with all the disappointments in our lives, the career that never quite worked out the way we thought, the broken relationships, Lord, we never planned to be onto our second marriage, and yet here we are. Lord, you know how messy our lives are at times. You know the ups and the downs. Father, remind us tonight that we are loved and that we are saved not by works but by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Father, encourage the Church of Jesus Christ here tonight in Kilkeel. And finally, Lord, I pray that you'd move here by your Spirit. And you know our hearts, Lord. You know those who are walking with you, and you know those tonight here in Kilkeel, even after all these years, still turn their backs. Father, tonight, tap somebody on the shoulder here in our fellowship. Extend your hand to them, Lord. Pull them up onto their feet. And may someone tonight trust Christ and begin to walk with God. Father, we praise you tonight for your saving grace. And we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.